Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. It's called Big Love. That's one man, one guitar. Pretty significant talent there, if you ever get the chance to watch the video of him playing that song, playing that guitar. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Petty is here. She's our good friend, our longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Worth Every Penny, the purveyor of thejoyofmarketing.com. Is that right? Did I say that right, Sarah?
Joy of Marketing.
Joyofmarketing.com, so check that out. And okay, so what's peanut butter and jelly have to do with selling?
Well, it's actually selling and marketing. So many people sit down and they say, it's going to be marketing today. Or they say, you know, all these customers called and they didn't come in, or they didn't, you know, book my business. And, you know, I really think sales and marketing are like peanut butter and jelly. They go together. Mm-hmm. So marketing is to generate leads, and then a great selling system is about thrilling your clients. It's not high pressure. It doesn't have to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're better when they're together, a great lead generator and then a great system to thrill the client. That's
so you're saying
sales.
Don't try to make your marketing and your sales not be that different from each other.
Well, a lot of people really want to separate those two functions, and they're really both.
Corporate America does.
Yeah, yeah. But I find, you know, your marketing, its job, it is selling you, but it's getting the right clients to call you.
Mm-hmm.
It's generating a lead. And sometimes people are scared of selling in small business, so they want marketing to do
mm-hmm.
it all. They want their website to get attract people, close people, get them to order. So they want to put everything under the sun on that website instead of talking to people, finding out what the heck they want.
Many years ago, I bumped into a kid who was bagging my groceries, and I found out he was about to graduate from college, and he said, I'm looking for a job, can you help me? And I said, well, what's your degree? And he says, it's in marketing. And I said, this was a long time ago, and I said, well, I'd recommend you find a company, go to work for a big company, that'll give you a lot of training, and go and join their sales organization. Find out what customers want. Go out there and sell something, you know. And he's a marketing major. He said, I'm a marketing major. I don't want to sell anything. He actually said that to me. I don't want to sell anything.
Yeah.
I said, man, you got a lot to learn.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, good marketing is digging into what customers need and positioning your product so that they want it. It doesn't close the sale for you, but it gets the right customers. That's why we don't discount, or we strongly consider other ways to attract clients other than discounting. Because when you discount, you're getting people who don't value what you do. They're just price sensitive, and tomorrow when someone else has a sale, they're going to leave you.
Well, and, you know, in a small business, the marketing and sales functions really are just seamless. I mean, sometimes they're dramatically different. An ad is going to be dramatically different from delivering a proposal, a presentation, but that's just like, you know, 10% of the whole thing. The other 90% is almost seamless, and you move back and forth from one to the other all the time. And obviously, you have strategies. You have a social media strategy, and you have where you don't want to sell as much. You don't want to be selling so much in social media unless you're doing advertising on that. But still, that's one of the things. One of the reasons why I fear is one of the reasons why small business owners are not as good at marketing is because there's such a fine line between the two, sales and marketing. What do you think?
Yeah, it's true, and I always talk about kind of keeping your radar for both up. As a photographer, if anybody, you know, I come across someone who says they have a pregnant sister-in-law, boom, right there is a sales opportunity.
That's a baby waiting to be photographed.
Exactly. Or grandma saying her grandkids are in town and they haven't all been in town in 10 years. Well, there's a sales opportunity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, staying out there listening, paying attention, it's marketing, it's selling, whatever it is, all bundled together. Sometimes it happens, boom, boom.
Well, that's what I mean. You start out with a marketing, and then you go into lead generation, then you go into the sales mode.
Exactly.
And that could happen. That could happen in 90 seconds, right?
Yeah, and that's why everybody in the organization should really be trained on those sales skills. Everyone who answers the phone in my photography business knows how to build rapport, how to find an affinity, how to ask questions, when people call and ask prices, they don't just say, here's an 8x10 price, thank you. They go through 9 whole steps, actually. We have a whole 9-step system for how to tell people what makes us different and what we cost and how
right.
we work.
Right. 9 steps, huh?
7 steps, actually,
Seven steps. I like
seven
that.
Steps. Yeah.
What are they? Give us the 7 steps quickly.
Well, yeah, so start by being optimistic about the call. Yeah. Then we build rapport, then we find an affinity, then we tell them what makes us different, then we bring up price, then we overcome objections, and then we ask for the consultation. So
next time you're here, can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd like to get you back on and get you to talk about that some more. Give us the website, please.
Joyofmarketing.com.
Joyofmarketing.com, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Petty, author of Worth Every Penny. Sarah, thank you again for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Come back soon. Sarah Petty.
I sure will.
Ladies and gentlemen, great job. Sarah will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
She was a feed by baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny. He was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.